It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Hillary from the Valley City Park and Recreation Department. Thank you so much, Hillary, for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You have a series of free safety, shall we call them series or seminars, that are scheduled. You've never had this before, but tell us a little bit about the focus behind these safety series.
One of my coworkers, Macy Schlott, and I, we kind of came up with this. We feel like there are a lot of good programs and organizations in the community that people might not know about and might not know about the services that they offer. And so what we wanted to do was, you know, have everybody kind of come together and, you know, have 5 different weeks of a different organization coming in, talking about certain things, so then that way people can educate themselves and then kind of put some faces to some organizations as well. So, like, again, you know, the police department's there to help you, but you might not know some of the, you know, police on staff. And so being able to provide these services for people, I think it's nice to get the word out there and to let people know what we have to offer in our community.
And let's talk about the first one. You have 5, 3 in January and 2 in February. Talk about the first one.
Yeah, so the first one's going to be with APOC and Green Dot. What they're going to do is they're going to talk about just the services that APOC offers, you know, the Abused Person Outreach Center, just, you know, signs to look for in abusive relationships, you know, if you have a friend or a family member, someone that needs help in that aspect, ways that you can help them. And then what Green Dot will be talking about is ways to be an active bystander. So again, if you see something, how to go about it the right way, how to say something, and just a way for people to, you know, better learn how to help their loved ones.
And that one's in the morning on the 16th at 10:30 a.m. in the Gockler Family Wellness Center. Talk a little bit about the next one that comes up on January 23rd.
Yeah, so the next one is the fire department, and that one should be really fun. They're going to bring in different gear, talk about some general fire safety, kind of show what their gear and tools do, and just have a nice like question and answer session so that people can get to know some of the local firemen.
And then on January 30th, that Thursday, what can we expect?
That's going to be CHA Mercy, and they are going to do a hands-only CPR at AED class for life-saving techniques and for emergency services. So that way you can kind of learn to do some CPR stuff. You won't be able to get certified in it, but just have some, you know, an idea of what to look for if there's an emergency that needs CPR or an AED.
And then a couple in February, on the first Thursdays in February. Tell us about that one on February 6th.
That's going to be the police department. They're going to do, you know, safety tips for your everyday life and then also learn how to recognize and avoid scams, which I think in this day and age with text messages and phone calls and everything, it'll be nice to be able to see if you can avoid a scam or, you know, to see what one looks like.
Oh, absolutely. So much of that going on. And then talk about your final series.
And then we're going to wrap up the series with City County Health. What they're going to do is they're going to talk about ready stations and how to respond to opioid overdoses, what you can do to help your community be safer, and then, you know, where there are some AEDs and people have access to AEDs and Narcan, and they can see ways to help during an opioid overdose.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to have that. And keep in mind, too, that's a good Samaritan law that, you know, you call it in right away so that you can save a person's life and no charges are going to be assessed against the parties that make the call. Understand there's no registration required for these free safety series. Tell us about that.
Yep, there's no registration or no cost or anything like that associated with the series. We just want, again, to let people in the community know what some of the services are that we have and just to get people kind of exposed to different things that are out there. Because, again, like there are plenty of things that like City County Health does, for example, that I wasn't even aware of until we started getting this series ready. And it's like, oh, these are really great things to have. And I think that there are a lot of people like me who might not know some of the things that these groups have to offer.
Very good. And we'll post the dates and so on and so forth, not only on news2go.com, but it'll also be on our events page of news2go.com. So we'll have a couple of chances for people to, you know, take a look at this and just reminders, as they say, to attend these safety seminars at the Gockler Family Wellness Center. Anything else to add, Hillary, before I let you go?
We're really excited about this. It's something new, like you said earlier, and we think it's just a great way to help keep the community safe, healthy, and informed. So it's just a nice way to get the word out there about some of these organizations we have.
Hillary Flatt, Facilities Manager at the Valley City Park and Recreation Department, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.